The United States, echoing the assessment of European observers, said it was disappointed the September 28th parliamentary elections in Belarus fell significantly short of international standards. But Russia, Belarus's closest ally, praised the elections. 110 seats were at stake with 78 opposition candidates appearing on the ballot. But when the final tally was counted, not a single candidate opposed to authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko won a seat. Analysts say Washington's criticism of the election process in Belarus was more muted than in the past, indicating there may be some movement toward better relations between Washington and Minsk. Since Mr. Lukashenko came to power in 1994, Western governments have consistently criticized his authoritarian methods, describing him as the last dictator in Europe. Over the years, he has consolidated power in the presidency, controlled the press, and cracked down on any form of dissent. The United States and the European Union have imposed sanctions on Belarus, including a travel ban on Mr. Lukashenko and senior government officials. Robert Legvold from Columbia University says the relationship between the United States and Belarus has blown hot and cold.
Last year, in the context of the tensions over energy between Belarus and Russia, the Belarusians looked as though they wanted to explore opportunities to move things forward a little bit with both the EU and the U.S. But then, because there was very little progress on human rights and indeed a crackdown in early 2008, things cooled again. Lukashenko lost his temper, attacked the West in a speech in the spring, and then in April announced that 10 U.S. Diplomats were going to be expelled. That's a very small embassy. It had reduced it to about 4. At that point, Karen Stewart, our ambassador, had already left earlier when the Belarusians withdrew their ambassador from Washington. So at that point in April and May, the relationship was at a low point.
But later in the year, analysts say it looked as if Mr. Lukashenko wanted to reach out to the West once again. David Marples from the University of Edmonton says he gradually released all political prisoners, including in August former presidential candidate Alexander Kozulin, a key demand from the West.
With the release of Alexander Kozulin, all political prisoners so designated by the United States had been set free by Belarus, which the United States interpreted as a positive sign. And so the United States, along with the EU, said to Belarus that relations could really be improved provided that this election for parliament was free and fair. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to have occurred.
At a recent State Department briefing, Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood indicated the United States intends to maintain a dialogue with Belarus.
We have very serious issues with Belarus. There's no question about that. And as we said, those elections were going to be a key point in determining how we go forward. We're disappointed that they didn't meet up to international standards. And we're having conversations with our European allies about how we can help move the process forward.
Robert Legvold from Columbia University says the Europeans want increased contacts with Belarus.
They'd like to have some kind of engagement with Belarus, but Lukashenko's very firm political hand, determination to keep it, makes it virtually impossible. But I think the EU is determined to continue on this road, and we'll have to see.
In the final analysis, Legvold says relations between Belarus, the European Union, and the United States will depend on the relationship between Minsk and Moscow. If that relationship prospers, Legvold says Mr. Lukashenko will have very little incentive to accommodate the concerns of Washington and the European Union. If, however, Minsk and Moscow do not see eye to eye and relations sour, Legvold says that will open up opportunities for the European Union and the United States to step in and move the relationship with Belarus in a positive direction. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.